What do you weigh now?
Probably 245, I'm guessing. I can wipe my ass pretty good, so that's how I tell. I'm really getting in there.
100%.
After years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by overpriced wireless providers, if we've learned anything, it's that there's always a catch. So when I heard that for a limited time, all Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan, I thought, what's the catch? But after talking to them, it all made sense. There isn't one. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they sell wireless service online. They cut out the cost of retail stores and pass those sweet savings directly to you. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. Just ask our very own Josh Zola, whose entire wireless production facility plan lifestyle has been completely revamped and overwhelmed by Mint Mobile savings. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bears. That's mintmobile.com/bears. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bears. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plans. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Welcome to another episode of Two Bears, One Cave. You look very handsome today.
I am so hungover. I really may need a little hair of the dog that bit me up. Or bit
that
me.
Bit me up.
Bit me up. bite my dog up. Bite my dog. I could use a fucking service animal right now.
Yeah. You had quite a night.
Yeah. I was good, though.
You were good?
Yeah. Yeah. I think about that. Like, all the times, like, when you're younger... And you go to a strip club and you go...
Oh, I guess we should say that.
Oh, yeah, we went to a strip club last night. Went to a strip club.
But I just learned this. I got here and I was like, oh, thanks for the fucking call.
Oh. It was an impulse buy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What time did you go there?
Time was not incorporated in anything last night. Okay. All I know is that we had one of the most amazing dinners of my entire life at Red Ash.
It's a fantastic
my
restaurant.
My dad texted me. He was like, "You got it. If you're in Austin, keep texting me every time I'm here. You have to go to Red Ash."
He knew about it?
My dad went to dinner there once. He goes, "The bread is the best bread I've ever had in my life."
It's true.
Did you get
the bone marrow?
Of course. And then I very quickly pulled it away from everyone. It was like, Bert will be eating this. We're not splitskiing this.
It's so good.
Carpaccio, grouper.
Their steak is amazing.
We got two steaks. We got four pastas. We got ossobuco. Yeah. It was one of the best meals we've ever had.
I love that I've brought three or four people from LA to that restaurant, and they've left going like, I've never had a better meal.
I wonder, more things need to be family style.
Yeah.
Like, because I love when you go in family style. Strip clubs were family style last night.
Yeah.
It was.
So you left?
Well, we were Red Ash, and then.
You took a great shit there.
I took the best shit of my life.
Uh-huh. Well, you told me that.
Hey, remind me to tell you I tried out for a minor league team. Remind me to tell you that, yeah. And I'm open for more tryouts. I think I'm one of the most dynamic players. I'm one of the few players in the minor leagues that can move 10,000 tickets. So... That's my pitch.
Yeah.
If you're having a hard time moving 10,000 tickets, let's team up and I can help you.
Minor league baseball?
Minor league baseball, Savannah Bananas.
You are a really good baseball player.
I was, no. You know what's so funny, Tom? I talk shit so much.
Yeah.
I talk so much shit. And it hasn't been until recently that I've realized my shortcomings athletically. Meaning, like, if you ask me about baseball player, I was like, oh, yeah, I was great. And then I went out and played with these kids.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I pulled all the muscles in the side of my stomach.
Yeah.
I mean, I barely hit two out of the infield. I mean, like, and it looks way better. The propaganda.
You haven't done it in a long time, first of all.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I can get that in my head.
No, I'm saying, like, also, you're almost 50.
Almost.
These are.
I'm not, first of all, 49. Don't even say almost 50. I'm 49.
You're 49. You're long ways from 50.
Months and months.
These are active young athletes.
If I start drinking now, will I be too fucked up to do two podcasts?
You're good. And then, you know, yeah, it's like there, sometimes you should see what happened to me when I played basketball. It's crazy, man. yeah, but it does.
I thought
it does
I was
going to
have one
up.
Of those moments.
You did?
Yeah. I mean, I pulled every muscle in the side of my body and I couldn't sleep. Like it was painful to fucking do anything.
Yeah.
I just, I have a, there's a video. You can play the video. It's on my Instagram. You can see how beautiful my swing is.
I believe you have a good swing.
Well, it looks better in slow motion with my fucking fat fucking stomach. So I think I'm going to try out for more minor league baseball teams. Look at that fucking, yeah, don't play the music.
Don't play the music. But yeah, I saw you. I saw you.
These kids are so, look at this guy. I got up there and I got so, it's old school muscle memory where you remember that you used to be good at this and then fucking shirt comes off.
Yeah.
And old school muscle memory is so interesting because you start, thank you very much. Look at this swing. Ready?
Yeah. But you did hit a couple.
Yeah, I did hit a couple. I mean, these kids were so in shape and then I did a little bat flip.
I love that you're surprised that these minor league baseball players are in shape.
I mean, but you know, it's so funny. It wasn't until I watched their catcher get a pass ball.
Yeah.
Because I used to catch that I realized I have a hard time getting out of bed.
Yeah.
And this kid ran and slid and got the ball and threw it. And I was like, well, I couldn't do any of that.
You get hurt really bad.
Very quickly, I'd get hurt.
Yeah.
Very quickly. Yeah. And we played disc golf with some legit disc golf players.
Yeah.
And I've been posting videos of my drives. I want to take them down. When you watch real fucking disc golf players, like fucking do a backhand 350 yards. Like this is my bullshit throw. We've been playing disc golf everywhere. And we've been playing with fucking everyone.
What is the point of this game?
Oh, are you serious?
Serious.
You've got the best disc golf courses here too. It's regular golf, but with a disc. And it is so much fucking fun.
Okay.
Look at these throws. So you have a frisbee, technically. We like to say disc in the community.
Uh-huh.
But look at this throw. This was almost an ace.
You look really happy.
I have so much fun doing it. And I suck.
God, I really wish I found something.
I was thinking about you yesterday. There's a great disc golf course here. Attached to a brewery. It's a 13-hole course, and it's fun as shit. We're going to go later today.
You're going to go play today?
Yeah, we played yesterday, get a six-pack. We'll go around and play the course, and it's fucking awesome. It's so much fun. It's funny. I end up smiling because it's a little bit of physical activity. It's more than golf, and I end up jogging to my shot because I get excited.
Yeah.
So I want to see where I am. I want to see the next shot.
You're moving around.
And we get really competitive. We all play it. And I have so much fun doing it. I'm like, all I can do is, and you know my brain, it's like as soon as I start playing it, then I start thinking of the business model with it. And I'm like, all right, how do I open a $1 million purse disc golf invitational in Hawaii, commentate it, be the commentator.
Mm-hmm.
Two Bears disc golf invitational in Hawaii. They've got a great course in Hawaii. Innova just built it. And I'm like, that's all I can think about is disc golf.
I wish I had that type of interest in something like that. Like, first of all, I couldn't be less interested in disc golf. Let me make that clear. Like,
for real?
Oh my God. I mean,
have you ever thrown a frisbee?
Yeah. No, I enjoyed it.
Like,
but I'm not like looking forward to doing it again. Like, I've done it. You know, I mean, it's like,
why do I get so addicted to things?
I don't know. It's like, fascinating to me.
All I do is watch.
I fucking lifted weights this morning. I'm saying like,
yeah,
that like to me is like, that's what I do. I go, I did it. And then I'm like, all right, that was the activity for the day. You know,
really?
Yeah. I mean the physical activity, I was going to try to swim later.
Where?
At my house in my goddamn swimming pool.
You were just going to like play around and stuff.
Yeah. Just, and then there's a neighbor and I'll wave at him. I'll be like,
you're going to swim laps?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Just to like, mix it up.
Really?
Like, yeah.
Can you swim?
Yeah. I was on a swim team when I was a kid, too.
Wait, you can swim?
I, you know what? The only thing that I placed in ever?
What?
Backstroke.
Backstroke.
I never placed in freestyle, breaststroke, butterfly. I placed in backstroke multiple times.
Speedo hit me up.
Speedo hit you up?
Finally. After how many years?
Fucking at least a dozen.
Fucking Speedo hit me up. And they were like, if you can beat McCabe. What's the guy's name? Fuck. I wish.
A professional swimmer?
In the 50 free. That's his event.
How would you beat him?
No, not Martha McCabe. No. What's type in 50 free Olympics.
Wait a minute. If they're like, if you can beat an Olympian?
First of all, the 50 free freestyle world record. I think he holds a world record. Is this him?
I don't know.
Caleb Dressler. Caleb Dressler. This guy.
Dressel?
This fucking hunk of meat attached to a swimsuit. Look at him.
They're like, if you can beat him?
Speedo hit me up and they were like, hey man, our social media team sucks. We just saw your video. I posted that video, 9 years ago? 9 years ago. It was the first.
Oh, you were like Speedo. I remember that. You were like, reach out to me.
Yeah, this is the kid, Caleb Dressel.
Okay. How old is this guy?
Fucking 20 fucks. He's like, you know that kid, this kid's got a hog on him. And he's got, he's big as fuck.
Yeah.
He's 25.
And look at the bod that's going to come out of this.
I love when they do smack the arms.
Yeah. Look at these fucking bodies.
God damn it.
That's him?
Is that Caleb Dressel?
Jesus Christ.
That's what? Not him. What is this guy? Look at this. Oh my God. Dude, if gay guys aren't into swimming, they're fucking missing out.
These fucking bodies.
Holy
crazy.
Shit. There's got to be swim porn.
Yeah, this is it. This is swim
this
porn.
This is it. This is Caleb.
This is him?
Yeah, this is him.
Well, and they're like 6'6". They're all
6'6".
Like, yeah. Motherfucker.
But you know, I wonder how interesting a swimmer can be because he basically just stares at the bottom of a pool all day.
Yeah.
Like, so there has to be a kind of like, I mean this respectfully, but like an autistic part of your brain that just dials into like that's what I don't mind just turning like. Just
well, they're obsessed.
Obsessive.
You have
to
be obsessed.
Look at this. Look at this kid. Yeah. Here we go. Now.
Holy
oh my
shit.
God! I can't even do that.
Really?
But 50 was my. Well, no. Here's the thing. Look at this kid. I don't think he even breathes. I think he holds his breath for the whole fucking time.
What?
World record. He's setting a world record right now.
He's in lane 4. Yeah, he's in lane 4. So he's just barely beating lane 5. Oh, he did. Okay.
That's Olympic record.
Wow.
So 20 seconds.
So what did they tell you, though?
God, they said...
he's about to fuck something so hard when he gets back to his room. Gets back to the village.
Do you think he looks in it when he looks in the mirror and he fucks? Does he look at himself or
yeah,
her?
Of course he does.
I would.
Yeah.
Look at him high-fiving. Oh, yeah, hug each other.
I'd put a picture of him on the wall while I'm fucking and look at him, too.
Look at the other guy. The guy that came in second is fucking gorgeous.
Yeah.
Why are they so good-looking?
I mean, I don't know. They're
swimmers. Do you think it's...
God, son of a bitch.
Look at how fucking ripped these guys are. I might get Olympic rings tattooed on my arm. So that people are like, were you in the Olympics? I was like, I don't want to talk about it.
I don't want to talk about it.
So, yeah, Speedo hit me up and they were like, hey, our social media team sucks. We just now seeing this post. And they're like, it's real funny, you know, we should talk. Or I don't even remember what they said, something like to that effect. And then I was like, hey, I'm looking for a sponsorship. And they're like, yeah, we'd love to have you race Caleb Dressel. If you beat him, we'll give you a sponsorship. And I was like, okay, you didn't put parameters on that. Let's do it. He's got to wear overalls.
He would beat you. You should.
No.
No, here's what you do.
What?
You put him in like a winter coat. And then you get to wear flippers, like snorkeling,
yeah,
like fins, whatever they're called,
yeah,
and a mask, and you get to have
a
fucking breathing, yeah. You could, and if we could put, like, can we put like a propulsion device on you?
I can't believe I just told you that I'm starting to realize my physical limitations, and now I'm wanting to race an Olympic athlete.
Not only
what is wrong with me,
an Olympic athlete, but the Olympic
record holder,
yeah,
Caleb Dressel.
Yeah.
Why is it? What is wrong with me? When I, you know what it is? I don't respect swimming, you know? No, but I'm meaning like I have no parameters on like how good he actually is. I've never, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, so like when I went and played baseball with those kids, I was like, oh, God damn it, man. They still, like, these kids were hitting fucking bombs.
Yeah. It would be, like, it would be laughable to swim.
I wonder if, what sport do you think people have the least amount of respect for? Fighting? Because a lot of people are like, dude.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Like, they have everyone swims.
You mean like they have no appreciation for it.
Right. Yeah. Everyone swims. Like today you're going, I'm going to go swimming,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, yeah.
So everyone swims and you're like, I can swim pretty fast.
Yeah, yeah.
And I actually can swim pretty fast. I'm a pretty great swimmer. I like, if you see my stroke, you go, oh, you actually can swim. There's two types of people. People who can swim and then people who can swim.
Right, right, right.
I can swim.
Okay.
Caleb Dressel saw me swim. He'd be like, oh, you swam.
Yeah. I remember I went to Hawaii with Bert in 2008 and we're in the ocean and we're like, we're a little ways out. And he goes, you want to see perfect form?
Oh, man. Oh, God. That just burnt my tooth. That was so cold. Well, that's on the carpet.
Yeah, it's
that's
on the
legit on the carpet.
It's a lot. Yeah.
I do have perfect form swimming. I forgot I'd say stuff like that. I do. I mean, I really do. My entry, I mean, I hope Caleb Dressel's watching this. Back to my single. So that, here we go. In the water, through the water. In the water, through the water. What are you doing?
I think he's trying to clean up.
Here you go. No, yeah, carpet wasn't a good idea in here. I'm going to spit a lot of
shit. I think
shit
it's
on the
for
floor.
Sound.
Oh, good call. I have a fucking bad tooth again.
By the way, speaking of calling out people way more qualified than you,
what?
I got a message from a stylebender.
Oh, what's that bitch want? I'm joking. That's the part of comedy. That's the fun of comedy, but just so we're clear, is saying the unexpected thing can sometimes be funny.
Izzy Adesanya, he sent me a message. He's like, hey, I saw the thing. I'd be willing to maybe do a little sparring session with Bert.
Oh, yeah.
And he goes, you know, if you guys want to put that together. I go, yep, let's do that. And then he said, I'll get drunk too. Still won't even out the odds. And I just said, please, yes.
Oh, wow. This is a...
Yeah.
I don't know if I want him. God, he is good.
You'll be fine. You'll be fine.
By the way, can you believe I talked shit about him before that fight?
I can. Yes. I can.
It was so unwise.
I think you'll do well. I think you'll surprise yourself.
What if
how well you'll do against
him? What if we went shot for shot?
Another good idea.
And then but the problem is I bet if he gets drunk, he might really unload on me and be like, he like gets really drunk. He's like, ah, fuck it. Let's fuck this guy up. And I'm like, oh, no, man. I think I wanted you sober.
I think it'll be really fun. I'm looking forward to it.
Man, he went on a tear after that win.
Yeah.
He went on. I think sometimes, like, that's the one thing I can identify is living like you're celebrating something.
You definitely can do that.
I feel like I won the fight. I feel like.
What's up with those beers? Didn't you need one?
I did. Hoppadilla. I don't want to get too fucked up today.
No, you got a disc golf outing later.
Ah, I can do that so drunk. Yeah. We got dinner tonight.
Yeah. It's going to be a good one.
Have you been there?
Yeah.
You know, I made an ass out of myself last time I was there.
Yes, I remember you told me.
I was like,
but now we have
boats.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were like, uh-huh. I was like, two sushi boats. And they're like, we're like one of the best sushi restaurants in the country. We don't do sushi boats and sake bombs. I was like, sake bombs also, good call. and then the bill was fucking through the roof.
Really?
Well, I brought everyone in on my team there to eat, and then we just fucking murdered food. They've got like Wagyu. Wait, let's go back to Stylebender. In what world? So if we're talking about Caleb Dressel.
Yeah.
In what world can I beat Stylebender? Like, meaning... We're
at swimming?
I could be... Yeah, let me fight Caleb Dressel and swim against Stylebender.
Caleb looks like he could fuck somebody.
No shit. Caleb looks like a pacifist.
Uh-huh.
With that goddamn body.
Fucking A, man.
25 years old. How tall is he?
6'3", 200. Yeah.
6'3". He's from Florida?
Yeah.
Where's he from? Orlando.
Look at this fucking guy, man.
Look at that.
Oh, fuck you, Caleb, you piece of shit.
Good God. And his smile. Like, here's
and he's probably like really nice. You know, he's probably like, oh, good. Hey, man, you that was a good lap. Congratulations. And you're like, is your dick out?
That I would love. Why? There's got to be video of a swimmer swimming naked with their dick going like this.
Yeah.
Do you ever see the video of Ralphie Mae swimming naked?
No.
Oh, never mind.
Where's the video?
It was on. I don't know if he was naked. I think he was in a Speedo. It was on Celebrity Fat Club.
That's a thing?
Yeah, but it was, it was when he was alive.
Wait, this was when he was alive?
Yeah, when he was alive. Yeah,
okay,
this.
Okay, okay, good. I thought it was his carcass just floating around. God.
Do you think you can lose weight swimming? I swam a dickload right when I was getting ready for that triathlon. And I never like loved it.
Yeah.
You know, Dane Cook swims a lot.
Okay.
But he does tethered swimming.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Where you put on like a belt.
I think you can definitely lose weight. I mean,
Dane looks fucking awesome.
You burn a lot of calories swimming. Look at these fucking pros. Look at their bodies.
Maybe I'll get a tethered swim. I texted Dane about a tethered swim thing.
Yeah.
Because I can't swim. I have to swim like long.
Yeah.
I can't even do when they cut the pool in half. Those drive me, those 25-meter swims, those drive me fucking nuts.
What do you like?
I like a 50-meter swim, like the full length of the pool, mm-hmm. and then back. It's interesting. The swim community is pretty interesting because you get there, and there are people that swim every single day.
Yeah.
Like, every morning they go there. And when I was going there, there were these Marine kids. Like, they were getting ready to go to the mm-hmm. Marines, and they were swimming every day. And I was taking off my Speedo, putting on running pants.
Yeah.
And I... You know, your swim deck is pretty small.
Yeah, yeah.
And I took my pants off, and one of the kids goes, oh, shit, it's the machine. And I was like, oh, my God, my dick looks the smallest it's ever looked. And now you recognize me? I was like, what's up, buddy? And he was like, I didn't know you swam. And I was like, I'm just swimming. I swam.
Yeah.
I almost drowned in that triathlon. You know that?
No.
Yeah. Yeah, I almost died in that triathlon. We got... It was a sprint triathlon, so it was super short. Yeah. Maybe the swim is like a quarter mile, right?
Yeah.
Which is, by the way, is far as fucking shit.
Are you naked in your movie?
Nope.
That's weird.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. I was aggressively naked in the cabin.
Yeah. But if you were going to be on camera naked front, wouldn't you fluff it a little bit?
Wait, was I naked? I'd have to be naked at some point, right?
I would think you would be. But would you or no?
Oh, yeah.
Smack it around?
Well, no, here's the deal. You never get the proper timing to get your dick ready.
For on camp, yeah, yeah.
So we did trip flip one time in France.
Mm-hmm.
And we brought, I think you can find pictures of this, Nadav. We went and we had our couple go to this art studio. And they were like, today you're going to be doing a chalk drawing, a charcoal drawing.
Yeah.
And they were looking at the Notre Dame.
Mm-hmm.
And I, as a matter of fact, Nadav, I bet I have pictures on my phone. They're like, you'll be doing this. And then the reveal was I come out naked and they're going to be drawing me naked. Well, it's France. It's Paris. It's cold as shit. And I tried desperately to get my dick to get bigger, and I could not for the life of me.
Really?
It was the smallest my dick has ever looked, and the girl was completely offended. The second I walked out, the guy was like, oh, and the girl was like, and kind of shut down. And one of the guests completely shut down. Like, I have no interest in looking at a naked dude. And I was like, and then what's crazy is I was freezing on this couch. And I go, do we have any like kind of heat? And they're like, yeah, we have a space heater. And I was like, can you get the space heater? And by the way, my crew's supposed to shoot it like Austin Powers where they put stuff in front of it.
Yeah.
They just shot my cock. Like, they were like, That's his cock. That's his face. That's his cock. So John Sayles brings out a space heater, and they put it by my feet, and it the first thing I feel is it hits between my legs, and my dick noticeably starts growing. It's just like, like, just because blood gets in it, and everyone goes, oh, my God. I mean, it was the most disgusting. This poor, I have a drawing of it. I've done a few nude photos.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would be pulling, I'd be watching porn.
It's hard to get your dick, it's hard to get your dick ready like that.
Yeah.
Like, I remember just being, like, panicked, and then I started panicking. As soon as I started panicking, my dick's like, oh, we're definitely disappearing.
Yeah, yeah. So, the other day, you said a lot of people just don't understand Putin, and that, like, he's got
the right
to do. Well, you were saying that I wouldn't look at him as, you said he's not an oppressor. He's somebody who's
I did not say that.
How would you like describe him?
I'm not talking about this at all. I'm looking for naked pictures of myself.
But you do stand with Russia.
No, hold on, stop. You know, this is horrible. We're making light of a horrible situation.
I'm not making light
you,
of it.
Because you love tragedy.
Tell me. All right.
This is me naked.
Let's see.
It's not. You can't see anything, but this is the shoot.
This is for the, Jesus.
Yeah, I was spread eagle. Yeah, no, I can't watch. I can't watch any of the shit that comes up on Instagram about the war.
Yeah,
like they're posting like dead bodies and stuff.
Yeah,
and dudes with things coming out of their. I can't watch any of that.
That's on Instagram.
It's on Instagram. Some people are posting on Instagram. You know, our boys, the Sewing Brothers, are in the fucking thick of it.
Yeah, they're in Ukraine.
They hit me up, and I don't know. Yeah, man, it's so funny. I've pivoted because I didn't really know anything about that area. Like, I think growing up, I didn't realize that Russia wasn't everything. Mm-hmm. I thought the USSR was Russia. I thought that was everything in there was Russia. I didn't understand Russia was a state, the Ukraine, Georgia, Belarus, and Turkmenbashi. So have you heard of this guy, Turkmenbashi?
Mm-mm. Who's that?
Turkmenbashi. That's the name of the beloved leader, this guy. Saparmurat.
City in Turkmenistan?
Yeah. This fucking guy. This fucking guy.
Uh-huh.
He is... Imagine if... I mean, I'm sure he had atrocities, but that's not what I focused on. Imagine if Kim Jong-un was just a tad bit more creative. This guy was a dictator...
Yeah, this says craziest dictator ever under his name.
Craziest.
What'd
but
he
crazy
do?
In almost a brilliant way. Like he did stuff. So like, I'm trying to think where to start you on him, right? Because I don't want you to like, I want to slow build all the, type in his crazy facts. It's got to be like, crazy laws. So he was a dictator who was an orphan, grew up in the Soviet, grew up with like learning, speaking Russia.
Mm-hmm.
The Soviet Union was his father. He didn't have any, his parents were killed in a earthquake. And then he became the ruler when the Soviet Union dismantled.
Yeah.
He was the arm for the Soviet Union. He just kind of took over this place. And he fucking came up with the craziest fucking laws where he changed the names of the months. Like, he changed the name of his months. And I'm trying to read. And don't scroll for a second, so I can think. When he was getting older, he changed the ages so that he was like, oh, just so you guys know, it's a law now. 60's young. He quit smoking and he was like, oh, it's illegal to smoke now. And everyone's like, oh, I guess no one smokes. He's like, yeah, no one smokes. I quit it. Everyone has to quit smoking. He was the leader. He was like, I don't like dogs. No more dogs. No one's allowed to have dogs. I don't like dogs. This guy was a fucking lunatic.
Jesus
he made,
Christ.
And, but he, it seems like, I'm sure he did horrible things to people. I'm sure he killed people.
For sure.
I'm sure he did. But the way he ran the country is so how I'd run a country. Where I go, like, immediately, I was like.
Okay. What? Let's see. Let's see what.
Are these the crazy laws?
That's the article? Okay. Scroll.
There was an assassination attempt on him, and like a bunch of people were murdered, and they tried to kill him. And when they asked him about it, and he was like, "Oh, I wasn't paying attention." And they're like, "What?" He was like, "I was really busy working." Was there an assassination attempt? And they're like, "Yeah, like 9 of your dudes died, and they killed all of them." He was like, "Oh, that's so funny. I don't remember it." And they're like, "You were in the car. They were shooting at your car." And he was like, "I was doing paperwork." Like, this guy's a fucking lunatic. He's dead now. But the fucking way he lived is so the way I think my brain works. Where he, like, the other day I was like, why wouldn't it be cool? I thought of this independently. Wouldn't it be cool if they added one more month to the year so we didn't age as quick? If they just added one more month. And then all of a sudden I find this guy.
He outlawed ballet and circuses in 2001 for being unnecessary.
In 2004, men were banned from having beards and long hair. Only men older than 70 were allowed to grow their beards. The rule's still in place, by the way. It was $60,000 if you wanted to marry a foreigner. You had to pay. And then, by the way, no one made $60,000.
Of course. So that old guy's allowed to have a beard.
And he loved these hats. Like, he was really into dentistry. Like he was really into dentistry. So like his vice president was a dentist, was his dentist. He was like, "This guy's great, man. You see what he does with my teeth, right?"
January was to be called Turkmenbazi, meaning the leader of Turkmen. What? February was to be named Bayrak after the Turkmen flag. He named April after his mother?
Yeah, he changed the names of the months and after his family and was like, "Oh, we'll just keep these." We're just going to call them after my family. And everyone's like.
He changed the Turkmen word for bread and replaced it with the name of his mother. get a slice of mom.
He didn't like dogs, so he banished all dogs. Can you imagine that? Not liking something, he's just going, "Get rid of all of them.
All of it.
If you have a dog, that you can't have that."
They have an unappealing odor. Jesus Christ.
Your
gold teeth pulled out and told people to chew on bones to strengthen their teeth.
He said he saw this little girl with gold teeth and he was like, "Those need to be fixed." Like he was in a big thing and he just focuses on the girl with the gold teeth, gets her to get white ones, and then says to everyone on a national television show, like to the country, goes, "Here's the deal. I noticed dogs have great teeth. They chew on bones. Everyone starts chewing on bones." And someone in the back has been like, "Hey, don't you hate dogs?" He's like, "Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up."
This guy's awesome, man. It's too bad he's dead.
When
did he die?
He died about 2006.
He lied in Isla, or did he die in Leanne? What month was it?
Oh, he banned lip syncing. He banned artists from lip syncing during concerts in 2005. He's just a fucking... Car radios were banned.
Yeah.
This guy is a fucking... And the deal was...
Total maniac.
This place is bigger than Spain, right? This country is bigger than Spain, but there's only like 800,000 people that live in there.
News reporters were banned from wearing makeup on TV. They should have appeared natural. Rumors are that he actually found it difficult to distinguish male anchors from female anchors. Jesus Christ.
I love this guy, but I'm sure he did horrible things.
Well, what are some of his atrocities? Because they've got to be up there.
They're crazy. He's like,
holy shit.
He had this insane ice skating rink. When taking your driver's license test, all drivers were also required to pass.
He closed out all libraries outside the Capitol for the reason that people in the countryside couldn't read, according to him.
There's only like 800,000 people in this country, but it's bigger than Spain.
But that's fucking crazy to be like, I know you can't read. There's no need for these
books. Canceled the internet. He was like, no internet, by the way. We're not doing the internet thing. And everyone's like, what? And he's like, no, we don't need it. We're good. Everyone, you know what you know, right? All right, that's it. We're good.
Yeah, throw your dogs away.
Dogs are amazing. Dogs suck. Dennis Rock. And no makeup, you fucking whore. Oh, sorry, Bill. I'm sorry. I thought you were her. His
2006, all video games were banned. All physicians were ordered to swear an oath to the president instead of the Hippocratic oath.
This is,
oh shit,
this is the fun.
Black cars are banned.
What?
And dirty cars are not allowed.
No more black cars. God damn it, man. You see all these black cars?
Oh, my God.
This guy was a fucking lunatic.
Dude.
I was trying to learn about the Ukraine, and then this came in.
Look up his atrocities. I want to know what they are now.
I'm sure he wasn't a fan of...
gays?
By the way, these are his laws about makeup.
Yeah. No. He's like, we're going to kill every last one.
So this place was like off the map, right?
Yeah.
Russia for USSR dismantles, and then this place is just off the grid, and no one gives a fuck about it because it's basically a desert the size of Spain.
That's crazy.
With a city in the middle.
Yeah, 800,000 people.
Yeah, and so this guy's like, great, man, and they have all these natural resources. So he's making money, and he's like, yeah, but keeping things on the DL. Like, apparently he went to, like, the UN and just ball busted the whole time. He was like... He was like, hey, Putin, huh? Yeah, Wooger. Like, that's who this guy was, right?
So he really is you, if you were.
By the way, 100%. And but then what happened is when 2001 happened with the fucking 9/11,
yeah.
He's right next to Afghanistan, so they needed access to fly over, and he was like, that's when he started losing control because America was like, hey, what the fuck are you doing over here, man? Where are all your dogs? And he was like, don't look at her teeth. And so then he lost control, and then he had died of a heart attack. And it's like, he was like, you cannot marry foreigners. And they're like, isn't your wife Jewish? And he was like, easy. No one talk about that.
What did he do? You got it?
Yeah, it's not a list, but like some genocide, like a lot of killing, some war crimes.
Where is it?
Horror crimes, huh?
Let's see. Oh,
you know, I don't think we need to see the bad side of what he did. Why can't we just celebrate someone? Why can't we just celebrate a dictator?
He was tortured, he said, by the Turkmen security. An American was. Okay. Yeah, I mean, there has to be no rules as far as what you can do to a prisoner.
Well, that's what happens when you have no internet and the news anchors can't wear makeup.
Yeah.
A lot of information doesn't get passed along.
Did it say genocide somewhere?
Yeah, in the like brief that I saw, it just said like war crimes and genocide was what I saw.
Yeah. This guy's the real deal.
That's the kind of dictator I would be, though. Like a fun, lighthearted dictator. A benevolent dictator.
Yeah.
Where you like come in and you're like...
A lot of statues of you around the city.
He said, he goes, I'm actually embarrassed how many statues there are of me, but they want them.
Yeah. The people want them. Yeah.
I'd be that guy, another statue? And like, you paid for it. And I was like, I know, but they...
Everybody keeps asking for them.
Why? I wouldn't mind having a statue of myself.
Do you do meet and greets now?
Yeah, a little bit. If you're out by the bus, I say hi.
But not an organized one?
No. Maybe Cinco de Mayo, I'll be at the Greek. What? Yeah. Fucking dates. No. Hold on. What? How much would a statue cost to myself?
It depends what it's made of and how big it is. Bronze?
Let's do... where would be the worst place that you'd want me to put up a statue of you?
Ugh. Anywhere.
I would love to put a statue up of you. How much, if you guys can make statues, hit me up. I want to build a statue of Tom Segura and put it up somewhere. What are the laws on putting up statues? Do you have to get like clearance with people?
For sure you do. From the city to put it up, for wherever city you're thinking of putting it up.
Look at this. Oh, $16,000 rear stallion statue, World of Bronze. These are expensive. Custom bronze statues. You create it, we can make it.
I wonder if we can get one of you in Tallahassee. That'd be a good one.
I would love that. Of like me killing a beer.
Yeah.
And then just put it up on a, in like in front of somewhere.
Yeah. Like with the street where people go out, whatever it is.
I wonder at what point, I bet if you didn't bring it up, I bet you could put up a statue and everyone would be like, I guess that just should be here.
Yeah, when would that, yeah. Like, that should just, it's supposed to be here.
Like just me, like, just if you just did one of just me standing regular or like looking off.
Outside a bar would be a great place to have one of you.
A statue? Yeah. And then, but I, you know what, I want to be the statue that everyone has to rub something so yeah. It bronzes off a little bit.
Your belly.
Yeah. Ooh.
Shirtless, you gotta be shirtless.
Yeah. Belly in front of Tallahassee, in front of a bar in Tallahassee. How about Potbellies? It's the first place I ever did stand up.
There you go,
Potbellies. If you'd like this, I will build a statue of myself. We will. Two bears, one cave. Do you want to be on the statue?
Sure. Oh no, I don't want to be on the statue.
What do you want to be?
I mean, I don't think that's appropriate for me to be on that.
Just
statue.
You, just me.
Yeah, it should be just
okay.
You.
Potbellies. I'm willing to give you guys a statue if you can. I'll send it to you. I'll pay for it. But you got to get me the play. What are the legalities on getting a statue of yourself erected? Yep. Mm. Let's see. Potbellies, Tallahassee. That's the first place I ever did stand up.
That is a perfect place for a statue.
Yeah. On the corner? Yep. No, you got to, I guess you need it in the bar.
Oh, okay.
Oh, what if I had the picture of me with the spear above my head? I guess that's dangerous as fuck. For guys that are 6'7", they could bump into the spear.
Yeah.
Like the basketball team all has fucking patches on their eyes. They're like, yeah, we went to Potbellies last night.
Good point.
Yeah.
A beer, though. A beer with a fist in the air.
A beer?
Yeah.
Yeah, like this, killing a beer.
Yeah.
Shirtless.
And people just rub the belly.
And then how do they make a bronze statue? Do you have to go into a mold and then they do it from the mold?
I don't know. Because there's been statues made of people that didn't pose for it. So they can still, you know.
Hold on.
Yeah. What? Oh, boy.
What a fun fucking prank to make a statue of your buddy. Of him just in the most compromising position, and they just put it up, and they're like, hey, Lucy, get that down. He's like, oh, that's forever, dude. That's a bronze
statue, yeah.
I just drooled.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, you could really fuck with somebody with a statue being built. I mean.
You could really fuck with someone. Yeah. You know when they made David? Have you seen David? The statue?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know they made his cock small for a reason?
No.
Because Michelangelo was like, I'm not gonna make a big cock on this guy, so that everyone's like, I mean, look at the hog on this dude. So he gave him like a small dick, so everyone would be like, if you made fun of David's dick, you're like, well, what, do you have a small dick?
Oh, right.
But his hands are really big. His hands are big because you need to see it from the Michelangelo knew you'd be looking up at the statue.
Mm-hmm.
So we wanted everything to be representative of how you'd see things. So it goes, it's made so that it, whatever. I did a private viewing of David.
That was exhausting.
Yeah, I'm fucking, this that is why I don't do a podcast about information.
Okay, let me go pee real quick.
Okay.
Quick break. Okay, piss break.
All right, it's been really fun. This has been a treat. Getting you this birthday present.
Was it recommended by him? Because when I went to do it, we brought it up.
Yeah.
And he was like, this is what he should get you. And he did.
Matt Farah has been invaluable in this process.
Really?
Invaluable. And this is going to be one of the funnest things. I find joy in playing disc golf and stuff.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to have a lot of fun with Two Bears Racing.
I'm
going to have a lot of fun.
How will this?
All the shit I like is going to be there.
Did you watch the clip that I sent you or no?
Yeah, of course I did. Yeah. Yeah, but I did Matt Farah's podcast and we talked about it. We talked about all the stuff. These events, these endurance races are fun as shit.
Yeah.
We need three drivers, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to be a driver. I'm not fucking good. Isn't that crazy that I admitted that I'm not good at something?
Actually, it's amazing. I don't know that I've actually heard you say that before.
I don't have, what's going to be fun. I don't want to talk too much about your birthday present.
Yeah. But also, let's stop for a second. I don't think I've ever heard you say I'm not good at that.
I'm not good at racing. I don't have the thing that untethers you from reality. Like, I get scared.
Yeah.
Like I get scared and I think the car's gonna flip.
You get scared in the air too, flying.
I get terrified flying. That's why I don't take flying lessons.
Have you been in a helicopter?
Yeah.
Those are
wasted.
Were you scared?
Terrified. With that same girl that I showed my dick to in Paris. She was in a helicopter. Me, her, and her boyfriend went in a helicopter.
I took Sickler and Sean in a helicopter, and they were both scared. Sean more.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I think, I mean, the theory is one thing goes wrong and you're dead. I mean, like one screw comes out
and I don't
the whole
know
thing falls apart.
What about that is like, I don't know, like I'm smiling the whole time up there. Not just flying, smiling knowing how fragile it is. You know what I mean? Well, and then when I see fear on someone's face, it makes me happier.
No one can, that's odd.
Yeah, yeah.
That when you watch other people afraid, that makes me feel
good. Yeah.
What's funny is
I get excited when I see somebody scared.
Okay, I wonder if this is the same thing.
Not erect. I'm just saying, like, if I see somebody really scared, I'm like,
like, okay, have you been in the ocean with your kids yet?
Yeah, I mean, you know, real shallow. Yeah.
Oh, so we took the girls, we floated a reef, meaning like we went with the tide or the current and floated a reef in Bali or something.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was Bali, maybe. And if I was doing that by myself, I would be scared of sharks. But because my daughters were there, I wasn't scared of sharks because I knew my job was to get in front of them if a shark showed up. Like, I knew I just had to give my life up if a shark
showed
up.
So you were probably, if you were in an aircraft and you were scared, but you saw them scared.
I would be totally fine.
Yeah.
And so is that the same thing or you just enjoy watching?
Maybe you're right. Maybe that I have a little bit of fear, but I see it like reading on someone's face. So then it kind of like takes me out of it or something.
Yeah. I think that's what I have. When I see someone else afraid, I get less afraid.
Yeah, that makes sense. I think so. Well, actually, maybe for some people it doesn't work like that. For some people, maybe they see someone scared, then they get more scared. I just, you know, it depends on who you are.
Here's the thing. I think
that... But I love seeing someone scared on, like, in an aircraft. I love it. I love seeing fear on someone's face when we're flying because I've flown so much, and I'm like, there is nothing to fear, so it amuses me.
Are you taking flying lessons?
I've taken a couple, but, I mean, I can't take it right now with our touring.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, it's pointless. There's something else I wanted to sign up for. I'm like, I'll go once.
That's the thing. When you take flying lessons and stuff,
yeah.
If you die in that plane, no one really gives a fuck. They're like, yeah, that's what you get,
dude. In the first flying lesson I took, I'm in a Cessna, right? And the guy teaching me, you know, I'm like, what happens if like the engine fails? And he goes, you mean like this? And he just turns the engine off. And I'm like, yeah. And he goes, I guess this could happen. And he sends us into a nosedive, and we're just like. Going straight down, then I go, what do you do now? He goes, I'll turn it back on.
I was a stunt pilot for a day on Hurt Burt.
And how did you deal with that?
You know what? They asked me if I took a Xanax. They thought I took a Xanax before, and yours. I didn't. I just did it. I have a weird thing. I'm very coachable. And so in a weird way, because I was flying the plane, like I had to fly it, I had to do... It was like weird. It was like right pedal, left pedal, right pedal, push it all the way to the left. And then we do a hammerhead spin where you go like this. And then it was weird because I would get instructions. I was out of my anxiety. Because I was getting the instruction from him, my anxiety was gone. So like I knew that in order to live, I had to listen. So like same thing. We did the I think it's called a sweat box. No, it's called it's the thing where they put you in the cage, sweat cage, I think, and you're harnessed in, and they flip you into the water upside down, and you have to get out upside down, and it's crazy.
Now, I've panicked in water before. Panicked.
Like I've never really panicked in water.
I've panicked in water. Being caught in a current, an undercurrent.
No, I don't ever panicked in that. I've been caught a few of those. Well, when I almost died.
That scared me.
When I almost died in that triathlon, I had a moment where I had to decide if I was going to let my panic overtake me.
Yeah.
So like when we did the triathlon, it was a quarter of a mile swim, which is not that far. It really isn't, but it is very far when you think, for the average person to swim. The average person cannot swim a quarter of a mile.
Yeah.
The average person. But I had been training for it, and so I knew I could swim a quarter of a mile. So I go out, and I remember thinking to myself, the one thing they tell you is don't swim in the pack. Unless you're like want to be competitive, don't swim in the pack. Because you can get people swim over you. They don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I remember swimming and being in like fifth place. And I was like, did no one train for this? I was like, why am I so good at this?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, literally, I'm slowing myself down, tapping the toes and the guy in front of me going like, I think I'm going to pass him. And I'm all of a sudden I'm in third place. And I'm like, hold on. This is crazy. And then I remember seeing one dude. It's funny. I had the dumbest fucking thought. The sun's coming up, right? We're out in Lake Kosciuszko. And I see one dude way off to the side. And I go, what a fucking moron. He's swimming the total wrong way. And I was like, wait, am I going the wrong way? And then I thought, Bert, you're living your best life. Don't worry about that guy. And I'm in third place. We get to the buoy where we need to turn. And I do a turn that I had only seen on the internet. I saw it on the internet, and I was like, I bet I could pull one of those off in this race. And it's where you turn, and then you flip on your back, and then go into a backstroke, and then turn into another. Like, that's how they turn.
Yeah.
So as I flip onto my back, I slow down drastically, and 10 people swim on top of me. Like, just, and I'm on my, and I go under, and I suck in water, and I'm not, by the way, I don't have a life preserver or anything on. It's just me.
Yeah.
And I remember there's guys on paddle boards, and like, if you have a problem, just wave to us, we'll grab you, you can hold on to the paddle board. And I remember getting trampled, and I had to swim off to the side, so I got out of the way, and I was like, that's why that guy's out in the corner. He doesn't want to be in the middle of this shit show that I'm in. And I had to sit there in, I don't know, probably 50 feet of water and decide if I was going to panic or if I was just going to swim in. And I was like, hold on. And by the way, I'm also exhausted now. Yeah. So I don't realize I've been fucking racing these people.
Yeah.
I'm exhausted. I've breathed in water. I'm out of breath. And I couldn't get back into my freestyle swim. And I laid on my back. I knew I can lay on my back and breathe. And I caught my breath. Someone came over like, you okay? I go, I'm fine. Leanne, the girls were watching, and they're like, dad's dying.
Yeah.
And I swam in and I got it. But I had that moment where I decided, am I pulling the plug and panicking and letting myself go, I need help? Because once you go, I need help, you'll never swim again. You're done. You're done forever.
Yeah.
And I didn't. I ended up catching my breath and then finishing the race in the Clydesdale division. Fucking body shamers. I walked up and they're like, Clydesdale? I go, what? And they go, Clydesdale. I was like, I know. My name's Bert. And they're like, no, you're fat. You're in the Clydesdale division. And I was like, they're like, 250 over, Clydesdale. I was like, I'm 240. And they're like, Clydesdale. Sure, you're 240, Clydesdale.
What do you weigh now?
Probably 245, I'm guessing. I can wipe my ass pretty good, so that's how I tell. I'm really getting in there. All I'm doing is just not eating at times. That's it. I need fucking help. Trifecta sent me meals. I got those.
What? You're not eating at what time?
Are you eating the Trifecta meals, Nadav?
I am.
Aren't they fucking awesome?
Yeah, they're pretty great. Yeah.
I fucking love them.
It makes it so that you don't need to think about it.
How much weight have you lost?
I think close to 20, 25 pounds at this point.
Damn it.
Wow.
We're probably about the same weight right now.
Well, I mean, if you're 240, like you said.
I'm not 240. I'm not 250. I'm under 250.
Yeah, so I mean,
250 is where I start. I can't wipe my ass.
Then maybe I'm within 10 pounds of you.
Yeah. Yeah. You're going to pass me soon. I'm quitting drinking.
Do you have a goal weight, Nadav?
Yeah. I mean, I thought we specified the goal weight was 215.
215?
Uh-huh.
That's what you're going to get to.
By November, like, that's at least what I'm going to get to. Like, I want to get to 215 and then just get fucking ripped.
Damn, dude.
Yeah.
You're going to be slanging so much dick out there.
I've been deadlifting. Dude, that shit's fun. I didn't realize it was so fun.
I saw you deadlift. It is fun, isn't it?
Yeah. You're like, oh, I'm moving weight.
Dude, you know what's, you know what's really...
trap bar, right?
Yeah.
You know what's really fun? Hey, let's do a shot, Nadav.
What?
Let's do a shot.
Well, it's a little early in the morning for me.
Nadav.
Okay. I'll do one with you.
Yeah?
All right.
Let's do a shot.
All right, let's do it.
By the way.
Yeah.
When do I get my present?
I just bought it.
You did?
When you were in the bathroom, I just bought it. Let me see what they said. Let me see what they said. God damn it. Thank you, everyone, for making this process so easy, especially you, Matt, period. Sitting with Tom right now, doing Two Bears, One Cave. Can't wait to give him this present. I wrote, oh, dude, this is so fucking awesome, Tom. Yeah. This is so awesome. Two Bears Racing is going to be a fucking real fun experience. So as Matt was explaining to me, in these endurance races, they sometimes go for like 24 hours, and you need three drivers, right? So our first race should be in Austin.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we get Joe to race two, you and Matt. That'll be our three.
Okay.
And then I'm going to be there. I can't wait.
You're going to be our pit boss.
Dude,
right?
I'm hang on one second. I need you to understand. I mean, I want you to understand that I'm giving you, for your birthday, I'm giving you, I want to be clear that it's the team.
Yeah.
Like the team. Like that's the fun thing about this, and I don't think I really understood it, is it's the event. Your boys are going to grow up around racetracks, and this is going to be fun as fucking shit.
Yeah.
Like, I'm so excited. I didn't understand. I was like, how much does a car cost? And Matt was like, well, it's not just a car. It's an event.
Yeah.
And I went, oh, fuck yeah. So this is, Two Bears Racing is, and by the way, it's a business. Like, I'm giving you a business. I'm giving us a business. This is a model. Like, we will look at this birthday present and go, can you believe it turned into this?
I love it, bro.
I'm so excited. Like,
I'm excited
because
too.
You know the best part about this gift? It allows me to dream.
Yeah, what am I drinking?
Tequila?
What kind?
Some Don Julio.
Hmm. Wait,
do we sip it or just shoot it?
I think it's a sipping one, right?
I think so.
Añejo? What is it?
Yeah, I think it's nice.
It's the fun part of my brain that I really enjoy. So when I was a kid, I would have big dreams. Like, I remember bringing baseball mitts to a baseball game.
Mm-hmm.
My dad's like, what the fuck's that for? And I go, in case they need me.
It's just really funny. Dad would be like, the fuck are you doing with that?
The fuck are you bringing your glove for? And I was like, in case they need me. Like, I'd wear cleats to the Bucks games. And he'd go, why are you wearing cleats? I go, I don't know. If they want me to be out there to punt or something. He was like, it's not going to happen. I was like, good. And he goes, no, it could never happen. The beautiful thing about this birthday present is I've been dreaming. I've been getting to play with it in my head.
Dude, I am fucking vibrating right now. I'm so excited.
It's going to be so much fun. Our first race is going to be so much fun. I cannot wait.
How will you present the present?
I'm working on that right now. That's part of what we're texting about. Matt Farah has been invaluable.
He's a great guy.
He's a great guy, number one. But his, you know what's interesting is, you know, obviously I'm not a car guy.
Yeah.
But when you go to his spot,
yeah,
it's impossible not to be a car guy. It's like a gay guy going to a strip club going, I still appreciate the way they dance.
It's car porn in there. It really is. And he really, really knows his shit. I mean, it's insane.
He really does.
Yeah.
So wait, do you know what you like about a car? Like, we're not talking about your birthday present. We're talking about in a car. What is the thing that turns you on when you see a car?
When I see a car?
Like what?
I mean, because there's different things, right? There's the aesthetic, for sure. Like, you like the way a car looks, probably first.
So, like, you know? So I don't know lines, right?
Yeah.
But good rims. Mm-hmm. Will like, Redband just got a new car.
What did he get?
Supra. Pull up Redband's Instagram. And I couldn't tell if I liked the car, but I liked the rims. My dad pointed out rims to me when I was a kid. When I got my first car, my dad said, alloy rims, buddy. Trust me, it makes the car.
Oh, cool.
Good looking rims, right?
Cool, cool, man.
Yeah.
Way to go.
So, like,
man.
I can, yeah, actually,
yeah, those are red.
I love the red inside the rim.
Yeah.
Like, if you get a little bit
of the brake caliper.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I like that. I think that's cool. But I can't tell lines. I don't know. Like, I know the new Corvette is fucking sexy.
It
but
is.
But I only know that because Leanne liked it. Like,
it,
I would
it is.
Never notice it on the street.
Really?
I just would not. Pull up the new Corvette is a fucking sexy goddamn car.
When you look quickly, it looks like a Ferrari.
Yeah.
Like
by the way, I drove a Ferrari. I did not enjoy it.
Recently?
No. I mean, yeah. Like as an adult.
a couple years ago?
Longer.
Oh.
I really enjoyed driving a Lamborghini.
You did?
But only because Lamborghini was in was the car the hot chicks drove in Cannonball Run.
Uh-huh.
And so I always associated Lamborghinis with sex.
Do you remember when I brought the Lamborghini to yoga?
Yes.
You're like, who are you?
I don't even understand that side of you. Like that you'd, I don't understand that you'd rent a car to have to drive it. Like I don't know. And I want to get into it. Like I remember being at a country. Oh, this is gonna be a little bit of a stretch because I'm drunk. I remember going to a country music concert and Luke Bryant was playing, and someone that was very good was playing, and I sat in the front. Ooh, fit into it. I sat in the front and we had.
Oh, I remember this. You told me this.
I was obstinate. Yes. I was like, I don't even care about this.
Yeah.
People would love to be sitting where I'm sitting. And then I thought, how stupid am I? This guy's fucking great. And I should really try to enjoy it. And then I sat back and I went, oh, this is actually, he's a great performer.
If you drove a few vehicles, and I'm not saying people think that when you like cars, they go, if you drove the fastest car, you'd be into this. And that is not, I don't think that's the case. If you drove enough different performance cars, you would find one that you probably would connect to. Meaning, it's the whole thing. The way it looks, the way it drives, the way it handles, the power. But it doesn't have to be the fastest. There's just like this really, an experience of like feeling like you guys are like you're one.
I can't do what you did. Remember the time we were going to go get chicken tenders?
Yeah.
And you punched it around the corner?
Yeah.
And you were like, I don't like that. That makes me scared. Like, I don't enjoy it. Like, Leanne loves it. Right. Leanne loves it. You love it.
Leanne, I took her in that McLaren on the 101.
I told Matt, that's the closest you've ever been to fucking my wife, was watching her. What?
She was so excited, dude. She
gets her wet. I'm not even joking.
I have known your wife almost as long as I've known you.
Yeah.
I've had a lot of conversations. I've had dinners. We've gone on vacation together. I've been to your house countless times. Like, we've hung out so many times. I have never seen the display of emotion when we went for that ride. I mean, she kicked the fucking dash. Yeah. She was hollering. She was like, woo, yeah, like screaming shit. And I was like, who
are you? That's
what
she's like to fuck. That's like that. When that's what I fucking love about her is that she is not that person. And then all of a sudden you get her fucking going and it's like, oh, fuck. Oh, shit. Spit on my cooter.
We learned that she doesn't like to spit on the cooter.
No,
right?
She does not. She does not. But that's like she would go in. I also wonder if it's a weird way, like she loves cars.
Yeah.
She loves cars. Like and
she liked, like, the faster it went, the quicker those shifts were, the more she was like, yeah. Like, she didn't do the thing that I would say a lot of women do, not all women, but a lot of women, where they're like, all right, take it easy, slow it down. Like, yeah.
You drove
that's
Georgia
enough.
That day too, right?
Yeah.
And what was Georgia? Georgia like me?
No. She was like, really? Was like, this is awesome.
Yeah, oh, man.
Yeah.
That fucking kid. Let me tell you, I wanted to get Leanne that Corvette, but when we were getting it, it was in the quarantine when she turned 50.
Uh-huh.
I was going to get her that Corvette.
Oh, she's so much older than you.
I know. Dude, she looks it.
Stop.
I have a joke about it.
Yeah.
I got these reading glasses.
Mm-hmm.
I look cute, right?
Very cute.
Right?
Yeah.
I said, babe, I look good, don't you? And then, don't I? And she said, yeah. And she came in to give me a kiss. And I realized I haven't seen this bitch in high def in 10 years. I was like, break these glasses. Save my marriage. What happened to your face? No, that's the closest you've ever been to fucking my wife. Because that is like... It's funny the different things we provide to our wives. Like when you came over, that Leanne loved it, and Leanne could not stop talking about it. That was a McLaren,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It was a 720S. I mean, pull it up.
Pull McLaren, it up. Let me see it.
It was a McLaren 720S.
You know what? Maybe
it was a spider, too.
Hey, why don't we do like, what is there like a exotic car rental in Houston or in Austin?
That right there.
That's the car?
That's what we went out in, yeah.
Maybe when I come in town, I'll do an exotic car rental.
That'd
and we'll
awesome.
Promote them, and then we'll like give them their thing, and then we can get free car rentals, so I don't have to rent fucking minivans.
Yeah, let's do it.
Or, is there a Harley dealership in Austin or an Indian dealership?
I'm sure.
I would love to. What am I doing? Why? I'm like, this is the easiest way for me to die is me drive myself around. I love just coming here and getting fucking wasted. Thanks, Nadav. All right. Hold on. Ready?
Yeah.
One exotic car you really... I was talking to Matt Farah about this.
Yeah.
The funnest thing about this process of getting your birthday present is been searching for it. Mm-hmm. It all of a sudden, it occupies space in your mind. And I can only... And I know this is going to sound not great to everyone, but I've obviously bought bull mastiffs from a breeder. I have bull mastiffs. My favorite thing to do is research puppies, is look at puppies, look at pictures of puppies. Watches. We were talking about watches.
Yeah.
Like when you go and like I want to get Georgia a nice watch for graduation.
What are you going to get her?
I don't know. The problem is she has real issues with money. So I want to get her something solid. Like maybe a nice... what's the one that's like a solid watch? Is it Seiko? Not like
Seiko makes
it's a watch. Solid watch, but it's nondescript. It's not flashy. Something nice that is just kind of boring. Because I think Georgia doesn't want anything nice. You know?
Yeah.
It's she's an interesting kid. They're all the kids these days are into thrift clothes and like they don't like. And Georgia's very, I think, embarrassed of anything that looks flashy. That's not who that kid is.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you what, I watched her play fucking lacrosse. She bodied a chick.
Really?
Just fucking. And I was like, where is this from? Just call. And then she had a mouth. I didn't know what was going on. I thought she had a fucking head injury. She had a mouth guard in. She was like. And I was like, what the fuck happened to my daughter? I watched a video of it. And Leanne's like, she has a mouth guard in. I was like, oh my God. But yeah, so I want to get. So I've been looking for watches for Georgia.
Yeah.
But that's part of the fun. Of cars is looking for them.
Did I ever tell you that? Yeah, it is. No, that's the most
fun. That's the fun. Is almost, and I bet there's people watching this that can translate that go, oh, yeah. I haven't gotten my car that I want. I don't have that money yet, but I really enjoy looking at them and going, ooh.
I think that's how every enthusiast of anything starts. It's the fascination with looking at it, right?
Yeah.
Looking at a car. Did I ever tell you my watch story from high school? What happened?
Yep.
I did tell you that.
I thought you were getting me a Rolex.
Yeah. Yeah. And she goes, we did. But then when you thought I was getting it for you, I returned it and I got you this Seiko. And I was like, thanks. She had bought me a Rolex, returned it, and told me, that's the other part, told me. I returned the Rolex and got you this Seiko. And now... Whenever I buy a Rolex, I take a picture and I send her, go, look what I bought, bitch.
The looking.
I don't need your fucking gift.
The looking is the fun part. Let's do this with people watching this.
Yeah.
Let's pick a thing that we enjoy looking. Let's do a car. Let's get into a thing where we can text each other on Twitter or on Instagram or tag each other of pictures of cars we want. Because that's the fun part. Like, me and Matt have been...
You want to talk about cars we want?
But let's pick a genre.
Okay.
So we're all going in the same genre.
Okay.
So that's like, if you go, oh, dogs I want. I don't want just 100 pictures of dogs. I'm not interested, right?
Right.
I mean, I like bull mastiffs. That's my dog.
Okay.
So, like, cars, like, I don't know much.
I'll tell you one that you could probably get into. I don't have a convertible. And it's a whole world. There's a whole world. You can do a modern. You can do an exotic convertible. You can do an old school convertible.
Oh, that's so great, Tom. This is so great. Two bears, one convertible. Yeah. All right. Let's see convertibles.
There's all types. I'm saying
So
you could get like a fucking old Jag or Alfa.
Oh, this is going to be so much fun.
Aston Martin, or you can get, you know, a reasonable, like a Ford Mustang convertible. Like, there's all types of stuff.
My sister had a Ford Mustang convertible.
They're cool.
That was a great car. It was a baby blue.
Yeah. My dad had
convertibles. I don't have a convertible either.
Mustang GT.
Okay. Let's buy convertibles.
We're going
to
buy them?
Well, I mean, you have to say you're going to buy one to enjoy looking for them.
Okay, well, let's buy one.
And so here's what we want, okay?
What?
How do we... I wish I was better on...
Let's get them. What are we doing?
Tag us on Instagram on your stories.
Okay.
Tag us, both Tom and I, and maybe Nadav, so we can pull them up later. We'll screen grab them. But grab pictures of convertibles. This will be the fun.
Okay.
Is that... Let's make...
Are you open to...
I'm open to everything. I'm open to... By the way, if you're a fan of the show and you're watching... I'm also open to affordable convertibles.
Like that's what I'm saying.
Like, I tell you what, the Chrysler LeBaron convertible was one of the sexiest convertibles I've ever saw in my entire life.
We had a Chrysler LeBaron convertible.
And LeBaron convertible.
My dad.
That was one of the goddamn best convertibles
ever. My dad gave it to my mom and got her the license plate Charo.
Look at that fucking car.
That's what we had, man.
That was a goddamn gorgeous fucking car. Scott Bobeer, his mom had the LeBaron. With the panels on the side. His
that's
mom
the one
had
we
LeBaron.
Had, the 89, that red one. We had.
God,
that
that's
one.
A good-looking car. My go-to has always been a 72 Eldorado convertible Cadillac.
Cool.
Pull in 72 Eldorado convertible Cadillac. And by the way, if you're a car dealer and you can hook us up, not hook us up, but like line us up with something, I'll buy it. I'll leave it here, and that'll be my drive-around car here.
You could have that. Ooh.
Oh, that is such a sexy car.
It is.
Red with white is so... I like the black. Dude, the... What is it? The 69 Lincoln?
Lincolnental? Yeah.
We saw one at that soccer match, remember?
Man, yes.
Do you remember that?
Yes.
The guy that lives in Austin. That is the best goddamn...
Yeah, that
okay,
was
so now take me sexy. Take me sexy convertibles, right? Like, yeah. So I've given you the old man convertibles. I think that's my genre.
Yeah, or like the... What's it called? The old school, like, Impalas and those. And then... You could do modern stuff. You know, there's a Aston Martin. What is it? The DB11 or the Vanquish that's a convertible? I forget which one it is. But yeah, I mean, that's a pretty sexy ride.
Oh,
come
man.
On.
Oh, man. The question is, so if we're breaking down convertibles, and I think this is one of my favorite things we've ever done in Two Bears, One Cave.
BMW M8 convertible.
Let's pull it up. Nice. Let me see.
That's a pretty nice ride.
The thing is, in a convertible...
Mm-hmm.
It really allows you to experience driving
differently. Look at that.
Ooh.
That's a hot ride.
Leanne wanted a BMW convertible. She wanted the M4.
Mm-hmm.
The 4-5 series.
Maybe.
Series. I don't know. I'm so bad with this.
There you go. That's an M4 convertible.
Never tell you what happened when.
When what?
Right. BMW, sure, I've told you this. We were at BMW.
Yeah.
And I was trying to get her to buy a 7 Series. We were buying the 5 Series.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept telling the guy, I want to see the 7 Series. And so one of the guys that worked there, one of the guys that just maintenance guy, whatever, he pulls up in a 7 Series and like pulls up. It was sexy. It was like fucking sexy, but not me. But, you know, it was like fucking gray, red interior, fucking beautiful rims. And I was like, what the fuck is this? And he gets out of it. It was just that 7 Series. He goes, I've been watching you. You want that 7 Series, don't you? I said, yeah. He goes, she's getting the 5 Series? And I was like, yeah. And he was like, it was a black dude, right? Mm-hmm. He was like, so just to give him a little fairness in this, what he's about to say. He goes, man, don't listen to her. Get the 7 Series. I was like, yeah. So then I sit in the 7 Series, and Leanne comes out. She goes, and he looks at her, and he goes, your son wants the 7 Series. But it's because of the way I was dressed. Because, I wear fucking hats and hoodies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'm fucking... And Leanne comes out with a purse around her arm. And just like, huh? With her glasses on. And it was a black dude. So he's looking at two white people. And I fucking could not stop laughing. And I come out and go, Mom, can I get it? She was like, he's not my son. He's my husband. And the guy goes, oh! And walked away. It was like calling her pregnant. Oh, I just walked away. I was like, I wanted to go into the garage, high five that black guy until his arm hurt. Convertibles, man. This is going to be a fucking blast. Convertibles. I'm going to, and what Porsche convertibles do they have?
There's the Boxster and there's the 911 Cabriolet and the.
Cabriolet. Whoa. Do you remember the Volkswagen Cabriolet? Volkswagen Cabriolet. Cabriolet. What a beautiful word.
So that's the like the Cayman convertible. Put in the 911 convertible. That is a fucking...
When it comes to convertibles...
Come on.
That's fucking sexy.
Yeah, man.
God, that's fucking sexy. What's that cost? But Porsche is deceptive because they're like, $67,000 or $211,000.
Yeah, they do fuck with you hard. Their options and shit are so ridiculous. And everything now, not just Porsche, Toyotas, you pay over MSRP like you would for a limited edition car. Wait. Because production is so low and demand is so high that, like, if you're like, I want to get a Corolla, they're like, you're going to pay $4,000 over MSRP.
Are you serious?
I swear to God.
I got to get Isla a car. You know what she wants?
What?
This fucking idiot.
What?
She goes, two choices, Dad. And you cannot, you've got to pick one. A Kia Soul.
Okay.
Or a Subaru Forester.
Okay.
I was like, I'm not driving either of those cars. Like, I understand that you want that, but if it's the last car out of the driveway,
yeah,
I'm not getting in a Kia fucking Soul and going to the store. Like, and
okay.
She's like, Dad, it's the coolest car ever. I go,
what?
Thank you, Tom. Thank you. I said, baby, please let me get you something nice. Like, well, it's a nice car. I'm not shitting, obviously.
No, other people, you are shitting on it.
I am shitting on it. I don't want to fucking drive it. I don't want to fucking drive a Kia Soul. Look at it.
Hey,
it
looks like fucking green.
Pull up the fucking green picture. That's what Isla wants me to drive. She goes, Dad, it's a good car. You can take it out to the beach. And I go, I'm not driving this to the fucking beach. A lime Kia Soul? She goes, Dad, it's a sexy car.
It's not.
The Subaru Forester is not that bad. Subaru makes a great car.
Let's see, I've been
in Subaru Forester.
I've been in Subarus that are great.
Subarus are great cars. They actually are pretty great cars.
Let's see. Oh, yeah. I was
Subaru
in one
makes
these.
A pretty good car. The one you want isn't the Forester, though. It's the fucking nice one. The Subaru makes a fucking nice car.
People who drive Subarus, you know, there's like their retention rate for their customers is so high.
Dude,
they get addicted to them.
Because we drove one for Travel Channel.
Yeah.
Every time I got in there, I was like, God damn it, this is a great fucking car.
Yeah,
it's
they're
a great.
Great
steering wheel. It's made nice inside. Was it their things cheap and built to stay that way?
Mm.
Yeah. Pull up Subaru. Do Subaru make a convertible? Probably not. It reminds me of Shane Gillis's liberal dad joke.
Yeah.
Have you heard it?
Yeah. In the special?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
A Subaru convertible. Wow.
All right. We should go.
We should go. We should go. We should go. Hang on. Real quick. Let's recap the episode. If everyone, like, if you're, let's re. I will fight Israel.
Yeah.
You can swim. We'll swim against Caleb.
Yep.
I suck at baseball and at disc golf.
And at racing.
And at racing. I am pit crew of Two Bears Racing.
Yeah.
Your presence on its way. We're figuring it out. It was just purchased. Literally, the text I got. You ready for this text? This is how official your birthday present is. Transferring funds now.
So excited.
Funds. This is so fucking stupid.
This is amazing.
This is where we,
I'm
where
so
we, this started
fucking
with, this
excited.
Started, this is Leanne's fault. She bought me a shitty present, and you got me a good one.
Yep.
And I came on, and we raved about it, and then
it's been building.
And then I went to a jet ski.
And I gotta tell you something, man.
This is the dumbest thing ever.
You know, we're both on tour right now, so we have a distorted sense of our income. But I will get you something fucking stupid in November. I promise you.
I hope I'm alive.
Yeah.
The way I'm partying these days, I hope I'm here.
And I gotta tell you something. I am thinking, honestly, I met somebody who deals in weapons, like a high level arms dealer.
I need a tank,
dude.
I want a tank.
I'm serious. I used to joke about it. I can get you some fucking state of the art shit. I can get you shit that people can't get.
This all started because you bought me a fucking bike, and now I am having someone transfer funds to buy you a fucking present.
Yeah, and now there's gonna be fucking mines in your yard.
There's like people watching this that go, I get it, I get the joke. They've now they're punishing each other. You know this is gonna go fucking viral at some point where they go, this is how out of touch these two white men are.
Yeah. No, I get it. But here's the thing. We're fucking outliers, okay? You're not a world
class. We're fucking outliers.
Yeah. You could, if you had the skill set we have, you'd be a 10 times over multimillionaire too, but you're not. So let us fucking live in our world. You live in your world, all right?
I do this for a fucking living.
Yeah.
I do that. We're fucking outliers.
If you're whining and crying about this, get fucked, all right?
Two Bears Racing, motherfucker. We're coming at you, Rubbins Racing, bitch.
See you later.
Bert and Tom, Tom and Bert. One goes topless while the other wears a shirt. Tom tells stories and Bert's the machine. There's not a chance in hell that they'll keep it clean. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave. No scripts, a bit of booze, amateur partology. Dirty jokes, raunchy humor, no apologies. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave.